Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Rod Rice with special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. First, the storm forecast with meteorologist Dave Gore. Dave, what's happening now with Edward?
Well, hi there, Ron. It doesn't look too much like tropical storm weather out there. I mean, we do have the heavy rain, but so far, no sign of the strong, gusty winds that so often accompany these strong storms. However, I'll mention Hobby is now reporting 15-mile-per-hour winds, Galveston about 20-mile-per-hour winds, and I think as the main thrust of Edward makes its way this way, the winds will indeed pick up 25, perhaps 35 miles per hour, and we'll be dealing with the gusty winds and the rain all day. And, of course, we have been talking about tropical storm Edward all morning. It made landfall a couple of hours ago, much earlier and much further east than expected, and now it will move towards Houston and then off towards Austin later tonight. Right now we have the center of Edward about 50 miles east of downtown. It is 75 degrees with heavy rainfall downtown. We'll be close to 89 this afternoon, and then more showers and thunderstorms expected tomorrow. This KUHF forecast is made possible by Bubbles Car Wash, Westheimer at Chimney Rock. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Dave Gorham.
Dave, an odd thing about this storm was it seemed like the heaviest weather was on the west side of the storm, not the east side.
Well, that is true. Of course, the north and the west side had the effect of all the rain wrapping around it from the Gulf of Mexico up onto the land and then out ahead of the storm. So there really wasn't much east or south of the storm other than the dry air coming in from the land behind it. So, yeah, all the heavy rain has been north and west, and that will continue as the storm moves west towards Houston.
Thank you very much, Dave. Because Tropical Storm Edward did come ashore east of us, Jefferson County got hit with some rough weather. Beaumont Police Officer Carmen Apple has been keeping us informed about the weather all morning and joins us live now. Officer Apple, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you very much.
What's happening right now in Beaumont?
Well, right now we're seeing a little bit of a lull. We still have some sustained winds at about 30 miles per hour with some gusts up to about 50. But we're anticipating that as Edward continues to move onshore and those bands continue to make landfall, we may see some stronger winds come on, and certainly we're seeing some rain throughout the morning. We have some limited power outages, not only in Beaumont, but throughout Jefferson County, and we're working very closely with Energy Texas to identify those areas and get that service back up as quickly and safely as possible.
Have you had any reports of any kind of damage yet?
No reports yet of any substantial damage. Certainly just some small debris with the trees and vegetation, but nothing major at this point.
How about any flooding? You have high water in the area?
No, sir, not at this point either. We certainly have our emergency personnel out looking at the areas that are low-lying, particular neighborhoods that tend to flood and our underpasses as well. We do have some high-water vehicles that we have access to should the need arise, but fortunately at this time we have not had that flooding issue.
You know, the storm was forecast to head our way. Were you folks ready for Edward's change in direction?
Actually, we had planned it. You know, we've learned a lot of lessons from Hurricane Rita back in 2005. Naturally, that was projected to make landfall at Galveston, Houston, and came straight into Jefferson County just as this did. So one of the lessons we learned back then was plan for it to hit Jefferson County no matter where they're projecting it. So we did plan, we prepared, and we were able to meet this head on.
We thank you very much. Beaumont Police Officer Carmen Apple is joining us live this morning. Edward sweeps inland, and Ed Mayberry is down in Galveston joining us with a live update of what's happening there. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Rod. The rain is pretty steady now that the outer edges of Tropical Storm Edward pass over the Texas Gulf Coast. The wind is gusty. Power outages are reported on Boulevard as well as Crystal Beach, Gilchrist, and High Island. But that's about it. Edward made landfall near the Texas-Louisiana border, and the threat of real problems largely dissipated. Convenience stores and gas stations are open for business as usual, although everyone's keeping an eye out for street flooding in Galveston. City Manager Steve LeBlanc told reporters earlier this morning that the Galveston County Office of Emergency Management will remain fully staffed until this weather event has passed. Another conference call to assess the situation is set for 10 this morning. Reporting live from Galveston City Hall, Ed Mayberry, KUHF Houston Public Radio News.
Pat Hernandez has been tracking the storm at Transtar and joins us live now. What's the latest here in Houston and Harris County, Pat?
Well, Rod, officials say that when all is said and done, Tropical Storm Edward's calling card will be a lot of rain, significant wind, pretty much a miserable weather day. Folks living to the north of Transtar are dealing with Edward, but Houston Mayor Bill White says that if you don't need to venture out, don't.
When the heavy rains do come through, it's not a good time to be on the road. Be careful. I'd ask employers to continue to be flexible, even though you didn't wake up to rain this morning. Flights have been, the flight patterns in the southwest United States have been disrupted, and we could see some heavy rains and gusts of winds later on.
Emergency crews remain on standby, ready to respond to downed trees, power lines, and localized flooding. Live at Transtar, Pat Hernandez, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
And this is special coverage on Morning Edition from KUHF.